court limits executive privilege for the Trump administration.
People can assert some type of privilege, but you can't have the blanket rule.
A pre-Thanksgiving travel mess.
Everybody's trying to get everything done before the holiday.
Speaking out about the cruise ship death of his granddaughter.
There's nothing worse that they can do to me than what's already happened.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. The President of the United States is one of the most powerful people in the world. But a judge says he doesn't have the power to keep top White House officials from testifying as Congress considers impeaching him. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In a 120-page opinion, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson rules the former top White House lawyer must appear before the House Judiciary Committee. Jackson rejected the sweeping claims of absolute immunity put forward by the Trump administration in its effort to shield senior officials from congressional subpoenas. The judge ruled that no one is above the law and that, in particular, presidents are not kings. If Don McGahn is made to testify about how President Trump ordered him to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, other witnesses, such as former National Security Advisor John Bolton, would lose their rationale for failing to appear in the impeachment inquiry. As Bolton has signaled he has plenty to say, he's been waiting for the courts to weigh in on the weight of congressional subpoenas. But Judge Jackson say likely won't be the final one. The White House says it will appeal her ruling.
The Supreme Court has set a deadline of December 5th for Mr. Trump's attorneys to appeal a lower court ruling that says his accountants must give his tax returns to House Democrats. Justices are expected to decide in January whether or not to hear the case. The fired Navy secretary is talking about the Eddie Gallagher case. The Navy SEAL was accused of war crimes and convicted of posing with the corpse of an ISIS fighter. The Navy was working to demote him when President Trump restored his rank. Here's CBS's David Martin.
Former Navy Secretary Richard Spencer told CBS News that President Trump's decision to intervene in the Gallagher case sends a dangerous message to the troops.
That you can get away with things. We have to have good order and discipline. It's the backbone of what we do.
Spencer was fired by Defense Secretary Mark Esper for going behind his back in an attempt to work out a deal that would convince the president he didn't need to intervene.
I don't think he really understands the full definition of a warfighter. A warfighter is a profession of arms. And a profession of arms has standards that they have to be held to and they hold themselves to.
Spencer warned Gallagher's case was about more than just one Navy SEAL.
That snowstorm we told you about yesterday, well, it's hitting Denver right now. 15 inches of snow expected there. And of course, it's a traveler's nightmare. CBS's Barry Peterson is at Denver International, where nearly 500 flights have already been canceled.
Alex Renteria with the Denver Airport says they expect cancellations but are prepared for many who may be stranded.
We have thousands of blankets in stock. If folks need diapers or formula or care kits, we also have those at our information booths.
Jorge Pruge is traveling from Miami. His flight to Oregon was canceled.
You think maybe you should have just stayed in Miami? The weather's
nice. 2020 vision, you know, that would have been good.
That storm is moving east. Here's CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
This storm's going to make its way across the plains. 6 to 12 inches of snow, at least blizzard-like conditions. Now, on the southern side of the storm, it's a rainmaker, but a huge windmaker. There'll be flight delays all across the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. Chicago, Indianapolis, wind gusts over 50 miles an hour possible.
California's wildfire season has a new one burning. It's in the mountains above Santa Barbara, and it's moving quickly. Mike Eliason is with the Santa Barbara County Fire Department.
It made a real quick run down the hill because being pushed by those 15 gusting to 30 mile an hour winds. As it came down this canyon, it also created spot fires that were jumping up to a mile ahead of it.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says that fire has grown to more than 3,000 acres.
We're actually here on one of the front lines with first responders. They're watching these flames to see which direction they go in. Right now, 2,400 homes are threatened, 6,000 people under a mandatory evacuation.
4 months after his granddaughter's death on a cruise ship, an Indiana man is inconsolable over his role in what he says was a tragic accident. Salvatore Anello was charged with negligent homicide after the girl fell more than 10 stories from an open window. In his first interview, he speaks with CBS's David Begno.
I saw her fall the whole way down, and I was just in disbelief. I was like, oh, my God. I just remember screaming that I thought there was glass.
Walk me through what you remember.
I had her
And I was trying to knock on the glass, and at that point I'm like, well, I'm going to have to lean further for her to be able to reach it.
You had one arm around her and the other arm you were trying to knock on the glass.
Yeah, at one point, yeah.
Okay.
And I think that's the point where she slipped out of me. It seems like it's so not real.
Passengers have said the ship's windows were tinted, but Anello says he couldn't tell because he's colorblind. In Albania, rescue workers are looking for survivors after a powerful earthquake that was also felt in at least six neighboring countries. Albania's defense minister says at least 14 people have died, more than 600 hurt. She says the quake measured 6.4 and was followed by strong aftershocks and more than 100 tremors. You probably don't know his name. You probably do know his work. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Franklin D. Roosevelt unveiled a monumental tribute to American patriotism.
He was the last living worker who helped build Mount Rushmore. His wife says 98-year-old Nick Clifford had been in hospice in Rapid City, South Dakota. He was only 17 when he was hired to operate a winch that carried workers up and down the mountain where the faces of Presidents Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln were carved. His pay, 55 cents an hour.
In Rochester, New York, a would-be home invader must have thought that an 82-year-old woman was an easy mark. It turns out she was an award-winning bodybuilder who can bench press 225 pounds. Willie Murphy says she clobbered the burglar with a table, sprayed shampoo in his face, and when police got there, they say she was beating him up with a broom. A koala whose rescue was widely seen in video has died after being badly burned in a brush fire. Reporter Scott Maiman has more from Brisbane, Australia.
He was seen on video being rescued from charred bushland by a grandmother who ripped the shirt off her back to care for his wounds. She gave him bottled water and helped raise $2 million in a global GoFundMe campaign. 14-year-old Lewis, the koala, suffered burns to his feet, head and stomach. He received round-the-clock care from a local koala hospital. Sadly, the hospitals reported his wounds got worse and he was put to sleep. 350 koalas have died from the recent Australian bushfires. Scott Maiman for CBS News. Brisbane, Australia.
Police have arrested a South Florida man they say tried to hire ISIS fighters to kill the deans of two colleges that expelled or suspended him for harassing female students. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, November 26th, 2019. I'm Peter King, CBS News.